A recent study finds a lot of room for improvement in Wisconsin when it comes to women-owned businesses.
American Express analyzed 2015 census data looking at women-owned firms in each state. And Wisconsin ranked 38th nationally, and we also trail every state in the upper Midwest.
State economists say the ranking isn't too surprising since Wisconsin is traditionally at the back of the pack when it comes to entrepreneurship in general.
Heather Wendler joins us now to talk about women-owned businesses in Wisconsin. She's co-founder of the Doyen Group and the founder of Fractal. Heather, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, why do you think Wisconsin tends to lag behind when it comes to women-owned businesses?
I think there's a lot of different reasons as to why we lag behind. I do want to also highlight this is the first year we've made gains in this report. Previously, we had gone down over the past 3 years to last year we were tied for last place. So being up to the 38th spot is actually a great improvement this year.
So it sounds as though the picture, it could be emerging, could be there's some sort of evolution happening here. We're still lagging, you know, especially in the upper Midwest. So how would you characterize how Wisconsin, what the climate is like here for women entrepreneurs?
I would, you know, I definitely think there's a lot of different factors that go into looking at how and why women start businesses here within our state. Also, you know, when they are putting together this report, they're looking at the census data. And a lot of the ways that the data is taken within the census hasn't been updated as far as how businesses are founded or what's considered a woman-owned business and what's considered a male-owned business. So there's, you know, based on what we're seeing, there's probably a lot more women-owned businesses than what are actually being reported on because of the way that data is being taken.
So it sounds like you're more optimistic than the numbers suggest.
Yeah, you know, they really, last year they said that 2014 was the year of women entrepreneurs, and we are seeing really high growth and steady gains within the businesses that are being formed and growing within Wisconsin.
Well, looking around the country, are there places that we could look to for models if we want to keep the numbers growing?
Yes. So that's one area that Doyen is really working on, is trying to find, you know, that quote unquote secret sauce as to what makes a great community for women to start their businesses. And, you know, looking at the areas right now, New York is ranking in first place for the number of women-led businesses within that area. But then also looking at within our region, you know, Chicago ranks number 4. And then if you're looking at that economic clout that the report talks a lot about, and so the clout looks at the number of businesses being started, the number or the dollars of revenue they're bringing in, the number of employees that they have. You know, we have Indianapolis and Detroit also being within that top 10. Plus, Iowa is making huge gains as far as women starting and growing their businesses. So there's different areas that are doing, you know, accelerator programs that are focusing just on women started businesses and kind of the needs and some of the challenges that women are facing. But then it's how do we start having a larger conversation of changing the context of how businesses are looked at from an outsider, from an investment standpoint, and, you know, just overall as to what benefits everyone.
Assuming that there is still some work to do, even at 38, there's room for upward mobility there. What do you think could be holding women back in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's still, I think some of it, you know, is, you know, that the way that business is perceived, the way that business is handled. So we still get a lot of talk about there being glass ceilings for women trying to get into those leadership roles, being taken seriously in the boardroom or in those executive offices. Those are still huge hurdles that women are trying to overcome. And still, you know, because of those are some reasons why women are more tentative when they go into starting their business and kind of thinking about what they want their business to look like and what scale they want to take their business to. So a lot of women say, you know, if I can just do this so it's making enough money for me and maybe I'll bring in, you know, 2 to 3 more people so I can have a nice staff. That is, you know, a big goal for a lot of women starting their business. And it's, you know, that's great. I think that's amazing that they want to do that. But how do we make sure that women that are saying, you know, I want to build the next, you know, unicorn company and take it huge and sell it to Google or Facebook or something like that, how do we make sure that those avenues and areas of support are open for them to be able to do that as well?
Are you saying that there's an ambition gap for women, that women assume they can't achieve, the status of an Amazon or a Netflix? Or are you saying they want to do it, but the avenues aren't there?
I'm saying that they want to do it, but they're still feeling like some of the avenues aren't there, or there's more of a hesitation. I think some of it also goes back to a lot of the societal norms that women face. I think we're still kind of overcoming this, as much as I hate to say it, but women being seen as they should be in the kitchen and raising the kids. And so, women that are going into investor pitch opportunities, are being faced with, well, this is great, but who's your male counterpart? Or you need to bring in, Mr. MBA or someone else to help you show that you can do this. Or how are you going to have kids and still be able to run your business? These are all questions that women are being asked, and their male counterparts aren't necessarily being asked when they are building and scaling their businesses.
We're talking with Heather Wendler right now, executive director and co-founder of Doyen Group Incorporated, as we talk about why Wisconsin still has a fair bit of room for growth when it comes to women-owned businesses. We are 38th right now nationally, and we trail every state in the upper Midwest. And Heather, let's talk about Doyen. This is a group that you founded to do just the sort of thing that you're describing here: support women-owned businesses, enable them, give them tools. What is the mission of Doyen? How would you describe it?
So the overall vision of Doyen is to make, Madison and Wisconsin one of the top regions within the country for women entrepreneurs to start and scale their businesses. So we provide support through mentoring, workshops, and developmental opportunities that are really tailored to the individual. So it's not a one size fits all. It's not a, you're going to come and to our programming and learn about this one skill and then walk away and go back to your business going, that was great. Now, how do I do this? It's more of, my co-founder and I both come from the education, we have education backgrounds. And so working with our students, we know that just standing up in front of a room telling people how to do things doesn't really work. And so we take that more of an individual approach of, here's a good idea, but here's how we really flesh it out. And then along with that, we're also starting our Evergreen Fund. So right now we're in the middle of fundraising for our Evergreen Fund to start being able to put dollars into the hands of women entrepreneurs to help them launch and grow their businesses.
And you are obviously working hands-on with a lot of these new businesses. Can you tell us a story or two about a new business that has taken off?
Yeah, so we have a lot of great success stories coming out from around the state. One of my favorites that we have is a woman named Alyssa Totonanu, who started Feline Studio and American Skillet Company. And when she first came, she actually first came to my husband and I about 5 years ago with, I want to make these state-shaped cast iron skillets. And we helped her with that, and we helped her look at the business model and how to scale it to a point where now she was featured on Martha Stewart. Her pans are being, sold nationally, and she's seen a lot of growth within both of her companies. Another one that we've had is called Flavor Temptations, and when they were first starting, both her and her husband were pivoting out of their full-time jobs to start this ethnic spicery business, and they were packaging it in their, in their industrial kitchen, their kitchen in the weekends, and taking them out to store or grocery stores to sell them. To now, they're working with a distribution line and our regional product within multiple different grocery stores across the Midwest.
Well, as we began the interview, you said you're kind of more optimistic than the numbers indicate right now. But what would you, if you could, just briefly as we wrap up here, if you could speak to legislators and business owners, what do you want from the state for support?
Yeah, I really, it goes back to, I really think we need to relook at how we take this data in, and it needs to be updated, and how do we start making those changes so that women are being recognized as business owners, and how do we put more visibility around the support that we really need to be able to take our businesses to the next level.
Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Heather Wendler is the co-founder of the Doyen Group, and she joined us to talk about Wisconsin's climate for women-owned businesses.